The Tale of the Leap Castle Elemental Haunting. The remains of Leap Castle are nestled in Cool Derry, Ireland, high atop a crag. Built in the 14th century, Leap Castle Inn is said to house its own version of an elemental spirit nicknamed IT. Notably, the appearance of IT was first documented around the 13th century by a local priest. It seems that subsequent generations of families at Leap Castle have had to deal with the infamous and vile elemental. Folklore tells of malicious malformed creatures that haunt ancient sites. According to folklore and legends, some elementals are malevolent, terrifying, and unpredictable creatures that have existed long before mankind. These types of elementals are frequently connected to ancient places of burial. Although more rare than ghost sightings, it's said that sighting an elemental doesn't bode well for the witness. By the early 20th century, Leap Castle was purchased by Jonathan and Mildred Darby. Mildred Darby had an avid interest in the occult. More specifically, she experimented with the Ouija board and similar activities. This was not all that unusual, as dabbling with the occult was a popular pastime for well-to-do and aristocrats during the 19th early 20th centuries. Sighting of the terrifying elemental of Leap Castle. Mildred was destined to have an unpleasant encounter with the odious spirit of IT. In an article Mildred wrote for the Occult Review in 1908, she described her own encounter with the frightening elemental. I was standing in the gallery looking down into the main hall when suddenly I felt something by me. The thing I saw was about the size of a sheep, thin, gaunt, and shadowy in parts. Its face was human, or to be more accurate, inhuman in its vileness. The lust reflected in its eyes, which seemed half decomposed in black cavities, stared into mine. The horrible smell, which before offended my nostrils, became 100 times more intensified and came up into my face, filling me with a deadly nausea. It was the smell of a decomposing corpse. IT not sighted in decades. Although Leap has passed to other owners since, IT has not been sighted since Mildred Darby's unfortunate encounter in 1908. However, owners after the Darbys complained they experienced bouts of bad luck when renovating Leap Castle. There have been serious falls resulting in broken bones and similar accidents. In the last few years, the Leap Castle elemental has remained fairly quiet. The present owners renovated Leap Castle enough to showcase it to tourists. People now rent Leap for wedding and christening ceremonies held in the High Chapel. Perhaps happier times have caused the troubled spirits of Leap Castle to vacate. Perhaps not. As an update to this post, there have been recent sightings of this evil elemental. In conclusion, this infamous haunting is not the run-of-the-mill ghost. Rather, it's the evil kind of entity that inhabits old buildings and lurks around ancient burial grounds. Why the Leap Castle elemental took up residence in this historic place is not known. However, the eyewitness accounts verify that something evil and unspeakable walked the stone halls of Leap Castle.